Lecture topic, beautifying the inside.
When looking into the mirror. So it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the dua, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fa ahsin khuluqi. So these are duas to learn and duas to recite at the relevant occasions. These duas have a very deep impact in connecting one to Allah ta'ala, provided it's done consciously. So in any case, this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to recite on this occasion. Now, the meaning is that, Ya Allah, you have beautified my form, external form of insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The best of forms Allah has created insan in. All the other creatures, the animals, whatever other things, Allah created insan in the best of forms. So now, people stand in the mirror. One is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also looked into the mirror, but to make sure that a person, for example, is not unkempt, he is not in a situation that he will now become a mockery for others. So that is one purpose, obviously. But people sometimes stand in front of the mirror for lengthy periods of time and repeatedly stand in front of the mirror to make themselves look more attractive to others. So that external attraction is very, very superficial. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then teaches us that he's making dua to teach us this. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي. Ya Allah, you beautify my character. So the external form might be very attractive, but if there's ugliness in the character, there's ugliness within, then very quickly that will overcome what's the external attraction. And if there's beauty within, then even if there's a lack of external attraction, but that inner beauty will overcome the external, whatever the lack of it is. You get sometimes some stone, very shiny stone. Look at it and from a distance also, it catches the eye. And sometimes if a diamond is not yet polished and it is not yet brought to the final point, then it will look like very dull. But any person who knows that this is a diamond, so he knows the value of it. And it will be kept in a safe place, it will be kept properly, it will be treasured, and it will be given prior attention. That stone is some, that person's child took it and when he threw it outside too, no big deal, because if he brought that stone in, then it's still a stone. Stone is a stone. It's not going to be given that value because everybody knows it's a stone. So the outer attraction of that stone didn't make it valuable. And neither did that lack of any attraction in that unpolished diamond make it get discarded, because the inner thing is what is counting. So this is the lesson that we have been given, to beautify our character. And that is the beauty. Otherwise, that external, whatever attraction might be there, very quickly will fizzle out. When a person's inner side starts becoming apparent in his interaction, how he talks to people, how he interacts with them, how he lives with others. So now when he has to move on in life, and now he moved on, he got married, for example, within days, all the inner aspects of him start becoming apparent. And sometimes within minutes also. So now that inner side of him, if that is not beautified, that is not adorned, then that ugliness of that will start overcoming whatever is outside. This is a thing to work on, to beautify our character. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.